From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, May 11th, 2026. The Arkansas State Library Board has approved a proposal to require libraries to restrict children's access to, quote, sexually explicit materials to continue receiving state funding. The board voted unanimously to accept a proposed draft of the rules in its Friday meeting. The Arkansas Advocate reports the rules would require libraries to ensure that children under age 16 cannot check out materials which depict or describe sexual contact using what federal law defines as sexually explicit materials. This includes restricting access to materials that contain images or descriptions of human genitalia. Arkansans have until June 7th to provide feedback on the proposal. Arkansas's Department of Human Services will soft launch its new work and community engagement requirement for certain Medicaid enrollees on July 1st. Under the program, our home recipients age 19 to 64 must start reporting work, volunteer, or attend school for at least 80 hours per month. At a town hall meeting last Friday, DHS Director of County Operations Mary Franklin said the changes will impact everyone seeking coverage through the program.
This requirement does not apply to just existing beneficiaries. It will apply to every new applicant coming into the program, and they will need to be able to demonstrate that they have been engaged in the community by meeting one of those allowed, one or more, a combination of those allowed activities for 80 hours a month, or that they were exempt. They'll also need to demonstrate that every 6 months.
Franklin added the state has learned from previous attempts to implement work reporting requirements. In 2018, over 18,000 Arkansans lost their health coverage as a result of similar changes. Franklin said this time the state is using more methods to verify recipients are meeting requirements, including sharing data about employment or earnings across state agencies, and using a third-party vendor to contact enrollees DHS is struggling to contact. Health insurance advisor Dustin Etheridge voiced concerns about the website Our Home Recipients use during the verification and renewal process.
A lot of these folks are working on very small screen devices, and I've yet to see a single DHS software that worked well on a small screen device. So we might want to have the engineers working on making them more sensitive and more functional on small screens so that clients can finish the process.
DHS will start implementing the work requirements on July 1st, but will not remove people from coverage until January 1 of next year when the requirements go into effect on a federal level. Exempt categories include pregnant and postpartum women, disabled veterans, caregivers, and people receiving treatment for substance abuse. More information about the changes can be found online at ar.gov/update. The Arkansas Supreme Court has ruled a man incarcerated in Arkansas prisons is barred from corresponding with his husband, who is imprisoned in Idaho. Jonathan Walker is being held in the Varner unit on charges of possession of child sexual abuse material. He filed a lawsuit after attempting to communicate with his husband, Dwayne Walker, and failing to do so based on state regulation that bars inmates from writing to other incarcerated people. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the couple was married in a ceremony in Portland, Oregon, while Dwayne Walker was incarcerated in Texas. Arkansas is one of five states that do not recognize so-called proxy marriages. With this ruling, Walker's attorney says there is essentially no other avenue for him to make further appeals. CHI St. Vincent Hospital in Little Rock was put on a brief lockdown Sunday morning after receiving threats by phone. Democrat Gazette says threatening calls came in around 8:30 on Sunday morning, which triggered an immediate lockdown. Little Rock police cleared each floor of the hospital after the institution was unable to determine the location of the calls or the seriousness of the threat. A hospital spokesperson said its private security team did a follow-up suite with staff before reopening. The nature of the threat remains unknown, though the spokesperson clarified it was likely not a bomb threat, which would have triggered a different hospital protocol. Arkansas's junior U.S. Senator is seeking re-election this November and is receiving assistance from two super PACs. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says the two PACs, America One and Arkansans for Democracy and Justice, have reported around $2.3 million in spending to the Federal Election Commission. Most of that has been used to target Cotton's Democratic opponent, Haley Schaffner. Schaffner currently has around $579,000 in reported cash on hand, citing $350,000 in individual contributions. Today you can expect a high of 78 with mostly sunny skies. Low tonight is 52. For the week ahead, expect clear skies with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.